It's 7:45. Live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for joining us today. It's wonderful to have the company. The benefits of mentoring a young boy or a young girl, big brothers and big sisters of Omaha can tell you all about it. And in fact, we have Abiola Kosoko here, the Director of Marketing and Recruitment, to not only talk about that, but we've got an event coming up that will help raise some funds for the great work they do. Good morning, Abiola. It's great to meet you.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you coming in today. Let's talk about the importance of mentoring. What that does in a child's life is priceless, truly.
Yeah, for sure. Because mentoring is just really important because people mentor every day, but they don't really know it or they don't see it. It's sometimes even simple things, just showing somebody else how to do something, a simple task, or just motivating them to do something in the future. Because you'll notice that sometimes somebody who comes to you for advice or somebody comes to you for questions, yeah, you are actually mentoring somebody. And this is something that people need. Everybody needs a mentor. Everybody has had a mentor in their life. And it's really what we need to help shape our youth to be good, outstanding adults.
So how do people get involved in the Big Brothers Big Sisters organization? What is their commitment? I mean, can you give me kind of an overview of what that looks like when somebody gets involved?
Okay, yeah. So Big Brothers Big Sisters, we do one-to-one community-based mentoring. So basically it is big, age 19 or older. They get matched up with a little brother or little sister between ages 7 and 14. What we do is they meet up about 2 times a month, about 4 hours a month, you know, and they actually form that friendship and they go out, they go to a movie, go to a game, just something that they like together because they get matched together, the little and the big. So they already have a lot of things in common. So what they like to do.
So it's like you fill out a bit of a survey, right, on your interests and things you like in that. And then Big Brothers Big Sisters as an organization matches you with a child who has similar interests. So if you like baseball, if you like crafts and coloring, if you like art, that type of thing, then you get put together with that stuff, right?
Right.
Okay.
And then we also have match support specialists, and they are people who guide you through that relationship, basically like a liaison so that you could talk to their parents or just get more insight on them. You know, like sometimes it's a new relationship, and especially a lot of kids are shy, and sometimes it takes a little bit of warming up, but they help you out as far as solidifying that relationship.
Oh, that's wonderful. Is there a snapshot of the families from which these children come? Are they missing a parent? Or is there just, everybody's different?
Yeah, all families are different. Like a lot of people, the main thing about it is all the kids are signed up. So they choose to be a part of the program. Some parents, some kids are there and they have like both parents and they have a lot of other siblings. So the parents think, oh, it'd be nice for them to have a big brother, get them a little extra attention.
Sure.
Some parents, some kids come from a single parent household, and yeah, we just get all sorts of mixed situations, but all kids do sign up to be in the program, and we have a bunch of different mixed personalities.
Oh, that's fantastic. On Sunday, June 9th, 1 to 4 p.m. at the, is it the Cross Strain?
Yes.
Cross Strain Brewing at 10411 Portal Road in La Vista. The big social, it's the Pursuit of Hoppiness.
Yes.
Can you tell us about this event? It's a fundraising event for Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Well, not so much a fundraising event, but this is an event to just, we have socials like these every quarter just to take care of our bigs. Because part of our program, we really want to make sure we're servicing our littles and their families and the bigs and the whole community. So we have.
So when you say bigs, you're talking the big brothers,
yeah, the big brothers, sisters.
Big sisters, right,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So with the bigs, we want to take care of them. We want to show them that we appreciate their commitment to our organization and also to the littles that they're working with and the families. So we want to take them out. We have some food trucks coming. We got some drink tickets for them. And then we also open this so that they can bring their friends so that they can possibly see what it's like to be part of this organization.
Okay, so this is truly an opportunity for somebody who's wondered, gee, how do you get involved in the Big Brothers Big Sisters? And, you know, what's the commitment? Do I really have time in my schedule? Well, you can find out on June 9th by going here and meeting some people that are doing this on a regular basis.
Exactly. Yep.
And then you have another opportunity for the Bigs to mentor someone else of their own age.
Right, you know? And you can also just be a part of the fun. You know, we're not mentoring. It's not as serious as it seems on the surface. It's just like, it's just living your life and just showing somebody else. So we just want to show that we have fun, we can go out too, and we take care of people who are part of our organization.
That's Abiola Kosoko. He's the Director of Marketing and Recruitment for the Big Brothers Big Sisters of Omaha. The Pursuit of Happiness, it's the social event that you can go to Sunday, June 9th, 1 to 4 p.m. For information, what's the website?
The website is bbbsomaha.org. That's three Bs.
bbbsomaha.org.
Yep. Or you could check us out at mentoromaha.com. And then we're also on Instagram and Facebook at Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Outstanding.
Of Midlands.
We join Morning Edition in progress right now.